Good morning, I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today's Wednesday, March the 13th, and tech stocks are finally pulling back after a surprise rally yesterday. I say surprise because the inflation stats came in hotter than expected, and bond investors actually hit the sell keys, which they continued to do today. But don't stop those tech investors from still looking at life through rose-colored glasses. And of course, tomorrow we get the PPI data, that's producer prices, another inflation measure, and it's expected to fall. And if it doesn't, caveat emptor. As for the other reason why we saw a nice rally here is cryptocurrencies continue to soar as the underlying ETFs scramble to get sufficient supply of physical bitcoins or other cryptocurrencies, driving the price up. Last seen at $72,854 US for a Bitcoin. Now, for the rest of the world out there, bond investors, as I mentioned, continue to take money off the table. 10-year treasuries down 25 cents, yields have risen back to 4.19, our 10 years are down 20 cents, yields are back up to 3.48%. And of course, if we're looking at what's taking place in the marketplace, the most popular stock yesterday, I'm referring, of course, to NVIDIA, rallied $62, or about $150 billion in market cap. Today, it's down $31, or down about $75 billion in market cap. Actually, most of the chip makers are weaker here this morning, led by AMD down 4%, and Microsoft down 4% as well. Big tech names on the upswing this morning include Alphabet and Amazon, but it's not enough to relieve the selling pressure in the other sectors. S&P down 2 at 5,173, NASDAQ down 56 at 16,209. The Dow, though, up 151 points at 39,158. It's led by 3M, Home Depot, and Nike. In fact, two-thirds of the Dow industrial stocks are up, and the key word there is industrial names. In Canada, the TSX continues to hit record highs, driven by energy, gold, materials, and consumer stocks. Heck, even the technology subsector is up today, led, of course, by some of the crypto miners like Bitfarm. But Shopify and BlackBerry are also in the green this morning. And speaking of miners, we see Ero Copper up 7% this morning and TechCorp up 6% on a possible battery recycling plant. That's Tech, not Ero Copper. TSX up 166 points, 21,997. As for those commodities, gold up $13, $2,178 an ounce. Copper up 12 cents at $4.05 a pound. That's a big jump for copper. Crude oil gaining $1.79, $79.04 a barrel. It's the first drawdown in weekly inventories. It fell by 1.5 million barrels last week. That's the first one drop in 4 or 5 weeks. As for the price of natural gas, still edging off down 2 pennies at $1.80. Overseas markets, France in record territory, up another 50 points. Germany down 3, London up 24, and Asia, Tokyo down 101 points, as central banks actually start to consider rate hikes. We haven't seen that in 30 years. As for the Hong Kong market, we call it flat because it was down only 11 points. And when the index is at 17,000, that's a big miss or a donut, really. As for the last but not least, the loonie here this morning, better by 12 basis points, just over a tenth of a penny, 74.24 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.34 for a US dollar, $1.47 for the euro, and $1.72 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.